Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure. I am your host, Danny Cole. And with me is Blake, Making America Great and Healthcare Affordable Barber. This sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, man. Can you just do that again?
No, just kidding. I was going to
record it next
time. I'm
down
for you.
I'm just going to play that in my sleep.
Just boom, just over and over.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. Make myself feel good.
Repetition, baby. That's the mother of all. That's how you learn.
Some of us.
Yeah, not everybody. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. We love you. We appreciate you. And you have tuned in to the show for entrepreneurship, personal growth, and motivation. And today, we are going to bring you an incredible show. Now, today's show, what's it going to be about? I'm glad you asked. Blake, let me ask you a question, dude. How important is motivation and knowing your why in achieving success?
It's forefront, brother.
That is it.
That's front of the line, baby.
That's it. You're absolutely right. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about motivation, you know, your motives in action, mm-hmm. your why, and why that is vital to success. And then I'm going to give you a 5-step formula to sustain motivation, which is going to be really cool.
Right, let me get my pen and paper.
Oh, you better have it.
I'll tell you what,
I'll make a recording of this and give it to you.
And I'll play that in my sleep, too.
Done. All right, folks. And if we got time, we're going to have a bonus as well. At the end of the show, if we got time, we're going to talk about, you know, a personal struggle that Blake and I have faced, how we overcame it, and what did we learn from it. But everybody, so you get ready. Put your seatbelt on. Get ready to go. We are about to I know. This is live, so sometimes you mix it up a little bit. Back it up. But get ready. We're about to get started. But before we do, Blake, your fans, man, your family, everybody wants to know. What's up, dude? How have you been? How's the family? How's business going?
My fans want to know?
Your fans want to. Do you got fans Both all over
them?
The world? Both hemispheres.
In my own brain. You're talking about the brain hemisphere. My own. Yeah, okay. Life is good, brother. Just working. Chasing the dream, like always. You know, my life hasn't changed. We're growing. Trying to, anyway. And we were just discussing before we went on the air. The pain involved in growth, especially in business growth, that pain typically is financial.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling through that right now, but you know, that's part of it. You know, if you don't grow, you just stay stagnant.
And that's it. And the thing is, if you're not growing, so many people do, they'll sit there, that's when we're going to talk about motivation. If they don't see any growth, they'll just stop. Like, say, if they're wanting to start a business and they're not seeing the results right away, you know, they'll stop and just forget it. Not really dig down and understand what is their motivation, what is their why keeping them motivated.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and talking about that, because when you just mentioned starting a business, that's very interesting, because when people start a business, obviously a small business, like we do, grassroots, organic types of businesses, like the guests that we have on here, where you're doing it yourself from the ground up. In other words, you're not buying a franchise and having to start out with a big staff and a lot of people in some corporate America somewhere that's going to help you out, and you're starting out on your own, boots on the ground. If you're not careful, and if you get to that point, like you just said, where they stagnate, then all you've done with that business is bought yourself a 40-hour work week job, which is no different than being an employee. And that's the reason people start their own businesses, right, is because they get tired of or do not want to be an employee anymore. They want something better for themselves. And there's a certain threshold where you come to that point. In my humble opinion, you get to a point where it's time to either grow or stay slow, right?
Yeah.
And to do that, to grow, you got to have cash flow. Wait a minute. I think I just made a rhyme.
Man, Eminem better watch out.
Skills to pay the bills.
No, but you're absolutely right, man. You've got to have cash flow coming in. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people, they'll start, like, you know, a business like you and I do. You know, they'll start something kind of small while you still have that current job. And that's what I recommend for a lot of people. You know, still work that 40-hour work week in the beginning, so you've got that income coming in, and while you're starting something else.
Right.
And putting as much time as you can into it. And once that income supplements and takes care of the other, boom, take off running. Because so many people, again, I've talked to so many people that have started a business or wanted to start a business, you know, doing something on the side. And then, like I said earlier, they're just not seeing the fruits of their labor quickly.
Right.
So they give up.
You know, and to that point, just to be the devil's advocate here, because I didn't do it that way. I just, you know, I just jumped,
jumped in it.
I just jumped in it. And the philosophy was, I forgot, what was it, the famous battle where all the ships landed on the, golly, man, World War II. What was that?
Some of burn the boats, though?
Yeah. The burn the boat story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they landed on the shore, or even better, because I remember this story. I just heard it a couple weeks ago, was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and he was talking about keeping his back against the wall. The same thing, the same philosophy. When they, golly, man, what was the beach? The famous beach. Nobody remembers. Somebody call in and tell me the famous beach. The World War II beach story where they landed on the beach.
Battle of Normandy?
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And so the commanders burned the boats. So the soldiers couldn't run. They couldn't. They had nowhere to go but to fight forward. And I think that's huge. Because at that point, you've got no choice. As scared shitless as you may be, pardon my French, you got to go. You got to fight and you've got to make it succeed. Or you're going to die.
It's all or nothing. And that's what a lot of people do. And when I listen to a lot of different podcasts and the YouTube channels, you hear a lot of the successful entrepreneurs say that too. You know, talking about how they burned the boats when they got started.
Right.
You know, and again, a lot of people do that and successful with it. I guess in the business that I'm doing, shoot, I'm taking little small steps because, you know, in the past I had failed businesses before. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the We Buy Gold location before and different smaller things that didn't do well. So financially, yeah, took a heavy hit kind of starting all over.
Yeah.
But that's why right now I've got it's not even a 40-hour job. Now I only work a 20-hour job, right?
Right.
So I'm kind of blessed where I got a lot of extra time to devote and put in my businesses.
Yeah. To your point, though, that job you work is a commission job, so you get paid according to your hustle.
Correct.
So it's almost, right, it's not being your own business owner, but once again, you get rewarded according to how you hustle, how much you get out there and smoke it.
That's it. And that's why I've been in sales, dude, my whole entire career, over 20 years in sales, and it's all been commission sales for that reason. That's kind of the whole entrepreneur mindset.
Right.
If I want to make more money, like I sold cars, dude, like my very first sales job was car sales. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was over that Bill Hurd over in Union City. And at a meeting in the morning time, the general manager, he was like, look, who wants to make more money? Who wants a raise? Everybody's like, well, heck yeah. Everybody raised their hands. He's like, get off your ass and go out there and sell more cars.
I love it.
Yeah, so it kind of really hit home, though. If you want to make more money, go out there and make it happen.
Right.
You know, if it is to be, it is up to me. The 10 most powerful two-letter words that you'll hear, you know, and especially as an entrepreneur. You know, if it is to be, it is up to you.
I love it. It sounds like an old drill sergeant I had.
Yeah.
Back on Fort Sill.
Really?
That's great.
No, all right. We already know how important motivation is, man. I've got people that call me all the time, people that I talk to on a daily basis, and just, you probably get it as well, but I get people ask me, motivate me. I need you to motivate me real quick because I've got something to go do, or I'm feeling down right now, man. Motivate me. Do you ever get people calling you asking you that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you normally tell them?
Remind them of their blessings. You know, I was listening to Ed Milet just this morning, and he was talking about, you know, when he was in his darkest hour before he, you know, cracked the whip and made his fortune. And somebody asked him, you know, what excites you? What are you proud of about yourself? You know, what makes you excited? What are you blessed for? And he says, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And he was, like I said, in this very dark, dark place. Mm-hmm. And he said, as soon as I got that out of my mouth, this little old couple walks in. They were terminal cancer, walked up to me and greeted me with a big smile, asked me how I was doing. And then I realized at that point what a ridiculous idiot I was.
Yeah.
So, I always remind people of their blessings, you know, when they come up and I need to be motivated. Well, what do you mean? You motivate me. What you tell me?
Yeah.
You know,
what is it you
want? Yeah. Count your blessings, right? You're born in America. Who was it? Jim Rohn said. You know, or was it Jim Rohn? He said the easiest way to be successful in this planet is to be born in America. You're already born 80% ahead of the rest of the people in this world that you got to compete against.
Yep. And people they don't realize that, like you said, count your blessings. And the more you're grateful, that's why I tell so many people do a gratitude book or daily affirmations, right? But gratitude is huge because the more you're grateful for, the more you're going to see to be grateful for.
Agreed.
If you have that attitude of gratitude, man, life will be so much better.
Amen.
And to what you're saying, yeah, that will absolutely motivate you.
Yeah.
If you're telling, you know, like Ed Mylett, which I love his story, you know, he went from pretty much nothing to, now I looked at him the other day, funny you bring him up, mm-hmm. he said he's worth $400 million now.
Right.
You know, from nothing to something, and he's helping everybody every single day. He's a Christian, talks about God on a lot of his episodes, mm-hmm. everything, which is really cool.
Yeah. But, just from hustling. I mean, he didn't come from money. This guy was just a hustler.
Yep.
Got that's out there. Yep.
Knowing his why. So, like, yeah. So what you're saying is remind people of their blessings. Mm-hmm. And one thing I always ask people when they ask me, because I get it all the time, you know, so what is it you're trying to do, right? Tell me why you want to achieve it. You know, what is your why? Because that is so crucial. If let's see here. My ex called me Soul, like, you know, we're still great friends. We talk right. all the time. And she was like, look, Danny, can you motivate me? Because I'm just feeling down right now. And I got to do this test for school. I'm like, all right, well, tell me, you know, what is easy for you? It's like, well, you know, it's easy for her to kind of learn and read and stuff like that. So I was like, well, then it's going to be easy. She's like, well, it's not going to be easy. I was like, well, tell me why it's not. So she kind of got all the negative stuff out. Then that way it's on the table. So it's just kind of off her chest, so to speak. Then tell me, all right, why do you want to do well on this test? What's the ultimate goal of hers being a nurse? So I had her just kind of basically her remind herself of what the ultimate goal is. And these are just small little steps to get to it. So she's like, okay, you're right. So this is going to be easy. It's just one test that I got to take. If I mm-hmm. study it, I'm going to learn it. There's no right. other way around it. And then keep moving forward. So kind of reminding yourself of why you're doing what you're doing.
Daily.
Daily.
Sometimes even hourly.
Oh, yeah.
On those hard days. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, in the 5 steps to sustain motivation I've got, yeah, it talks about that daily.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear those.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Got my pen ready, baby.
Like I told you, I'll send you a copy of the show. No, real quick. Now, talking about motivation and people calling you and you telling your blessings, right? With me, it's asking me, you know, a couple of different things. You know, why? What do they want to achieve? Another thing I always ask them is, you know, what's going to happen if you don't achieve it? Because some people are motivated by fear. Some are motivated by, you know, a gift or a reward, right? Some people, like, fear. Some people, oh, well, I got to get this job, otherwise I'm going to be broke, or my family's not, they're going to have to move out of the house, we're not going to have food. So there's mm-hmm. negative motivators, so to speak, and then there's positive motivators.
Right.
So figure out what motivates them. And so I ask them, you know, what's going to happen if you don't get this job? What's going to happen if you do fail this test? What's going to happen, you know, what's the negative things that can happen? Kind of steer that fear-based motivation mm-hmm. and get it moving in the right direction. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's the lion and the gazelle story that Eric Thomas tells. Remember that one?
Yeah. And go on, text. I know it's been on one of the other shows. Go on, tell that story. That is a good story.
Yeah. So on the effort, I love the way he tells his story because he's got so much energy, but he talks about the lion and the gazelle in the Serengeti of Africa, the plains of Africa, and they wake up every morning. And they both, when they wake up, they both know they've got to run. They've got to run their ass off that day. That gazelle has to run from the lion. Because if he doesn't run from the lion, he's going to get eaten by the lion. He's gonna die. And the lion wakes up and he knows he's got to run to catch that gazelle so he can eat. And if he doesn't catch that gazelle, he's going to die. So it's the same thing. The gazelle is running from something, right? Some mm-hmm. fear. To just survive, and the lion is running towards something for the same end, to survive.
That's it, dude. And it's that simple, though. You know what I mean? As far as mm-hmm. so many people get overwhelmed and complicate things. Well, I can't get motivated. And, you know, no one's ever motivated 100% of the time every single day. You know what? Nobody right. is. You, me, I mean, Derwin, Tony Robbins, nobody. Nobody's motivated 100%. But
agreed.
What's going to keep you motivated is, and again, we're going through the 5 steps here, you know, before long, but what's going to keep you motivated is knowing your why, right? Mm-hmm. Why are you wanting to achieve your goal? All right, so all right, real quick, going to what your business is, you know, with Metaford, making healthcare affordable for everybody. So what is your why of doing this business and the ultimate goal for it?
The why was just, not to sound cheesy, man, but it was the compassion. It was the love for other people that do not have access. You know, my background is ER. You know, I've worked emergency room, urgent care for almost my entire career since I graduated in 97. Holy shit.
I graduated high school in 98.
Jeez, I'm old. That's 23 years, brah.
Dang.
So, yeah, but, you know, coming up in those environments and you would see these people that just did not have access. And when I finally graduated with the NP and was working still in the emergency room environment, had a friend that was serving up in North Georgia this very same type of – I just stole her model, man. I didn't come up with anything. It's not rocket science. It was working. She was crushing it. And I thought, okay. So she's serving her community, and she's making an okay living. hell, why not do it?
Yeah.
So, and I think I told you the story when I started my very first one, there where I was living at the time in Noonan, you know, nobody believed it would succeed. And so here it is. What is it, 12? This, it was in 2008, so I'm 12 years later, having made an overnight success.
I love this overnight success.
Yeah.
Of yours.
Yeah.
That's something we talked about, I think, right. On the last show, is about these overnight successes, how they're years in the making.
Yeah.
Nobody sees all that turmoil and pain and sweat and tears and financials up and down.
Yeah. And right up until last year, man, I was the gazelle. I was running just to survive. You know, I was in strict survival mode last year. And then, you know, things have happened. It's finally turned the corner.
Good.
And so this year will be my year to, you know, finally start seeing some of the fruits of my labor. My overnight success, if you will. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked to see what the next 10 years brings. Can't wait.
I'm excited for it, dude. And you deserve it. You are an incredible guy. You know what I mean? On the show, like as a friend personally, business-wise, dude, you're an amazing man. So, again, that's why you're my top three.
Top three. Top I graduated, three, people. You I was top there. Four.
We can't tell everybody because they're going to get their feelings hurt.
Somebody just got knocked down. I don't know who it is. Matt. Oh. Ain't calling no names, David. but we still love you, Roger.
You know, he's probably shaking his head right now as I talk to him every day after the show. Oh. All right, so that there was your why. Now, your overall why, because you know you want to franchise and have more as far as leaving the legacy and retiring early, correct?
Correct.
So your overall... So you got two different whys, kind of a short term, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the long term being the retiring and leaving a legacy.
More right? So leaving the legacy.
Okay.
You know, I have come to terms with, it's okay, man, if I work till the day I die. You know, not to compare myself, but the most famous person on the entire planet throughout history, Jesus, he never had nothing. He didn't have a pot to piss in. But look at the things he achieved. Mother Teresa, the same thing. So I feel like if you set out with the right the right mission, just to serve, you know, God's going to provide. He'll give you what you need or what he wants you to have, which is in the end is what you need.
Yeah.
It may not be what you think you need, right? We've had this discussion many, many times.
Yeah.
But he's going to give you what you need. So, you know, you just have faith, you give it to him, and you just push forward. You just push forward, you get up every day, and you either enjoy it and love it and embrace it with open arms, or if it's a hard day, you just fight, man. You just dig in your heels and you just fight like a all motherfucker. Right.
So on those hard days, what do you think about? What motivates you? Like what tells you in your head that says, dude, I got to keep going because I got to do this? Like on those hard days, because you get up going to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
You're up early every single day. You're pushing every single night. You're always busy.
Right.
So on those hard days, how do you stay motivated?
Two things, man. Number one, my kids. You know, I got these two daughters that, you know, I'm just trying to set a good example for them. I want them to grow. Well, they're already grown. I want them to grow into old adulthood and old age, leaving some side of imprint, man. Leaving the world a better place than when they came in it, number one. And number two, once again, just serve, bro. Just serve. You know, reach out as many people as I can just to help them. It's and if the money comes, great. You know, so far, God has blessed me. I can't complain. Like I said, this year already, I mean, we're just 2 months into it, not even 2 months yet, and it's already amazing. So I'm even stoked just to see what happens at the end of this year.
See, that's awesome. And the best thing is, you cannot outgive God. You know, like you said, your mission starting out was to help the people who could not afford it.
Right.
Wanting to help as many of God's people as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you cannot outgive God, man. Yeah. The more you give, the more you serve, and you're grateful about serving, the more he's going to give you.
Yeah.
You know, that glass will be shaken down, overflowing, and with blessings.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might not always be financial. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's relationship-wise. It's somebody being there in the time that you need them. It's connections, networking. But God will always be there in the perfect time for you.
You know, and bringing that up, you know, I had that accident. We've talked about a lot. Almost 2 years ago now.
Oh, yeah.
When you know, it was pretty bad. And
real quick, and he's talking about when the tractor caught his boot, ran up his leg, pretty much. It crushed every bone in his foot. And Blake was on the verge of dying. But the last second, that tractor tire caught the fender well of the trailer and missed his neck and his spine. So he...
Right. So, you know, there's that period of time where, you know, and I won't get all spiritual on you. But, so you know, there were some things that went through my mind at that time. And part of that was, if I die right now today, how will I be remembered? You know, what am I going to leave? Because up until that point, it was always, hey, man, you know, we're gonna do some great shit, man. We're going to go out there and we're going to conquer some shit. We're going to do some awesome stuff.
Yeah.
What is it? Graham Stephan, he's got that little thing on his desk that says, just do great shit.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I got plans. I got great plans. But up until that day, I was like, they're just plans. You know, they're just plans. And until you start, you know, trudging through some mud, that's all it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And so, being, you know, hey, a while ago you were talking about the probably one of the worst things that's happened. For me, that was it. That was my turning point. That was at the bottom of my dark hole where I thought, okay, well, this is it, man. I mean, yeah, there was your chance. There's God saying, you're getting a second chance. What you going to do with it? And so for me, it was, I'm going to crush it. I'm going to crush it. And every day, the rest of my life, it's not my life. My life, my days belong to other people. You know, this is a gift that was given to me. And, you know, somebody that used to be very special in my life said, if you have a blessing, share it. And so there it is. That's all it is, man. And so I wake up at 4:00, and that's when I'm selfish. You know, that's my gym time. I'm going to go in there and get my shit done for me, and the rest of the day is for everybody else.
I love it. Dude, if we just had the show on that last 2 minutes of you speaking, that would have been the best show ever. That got me motivated. Because there's always a turning point. And you can either just look at it as, okay, let me just – it's just another day, or what am I going to do about this and make a change? And like you said, trudging through the mud, making that plan, not just dreaming, but making that plan, making the goals to achieve that plan and trudging through the mud and getting it done.
What was your turning point?
I'm still waiting on it. one of the turning points too was having pretty much no money in my account. You know what I mean? Right. I was like, man, hell, and if I lost my job at that point, mm-hmm. then I'm done. Like, I'd have lost my house, lost the cars and everything, right? So with me growing up, I had a couple insecurities, right? So, like, some of the insecurities being just insecure about who I was as a person, and then financial insecurities. You know, my family, we had a whole lot of love, great family unity, but not a lot of money. So money wasn't really talked about. So how to achieve money and how to be business-minded and how to be successful wasn't really a topic of the conversations at, you know, the dinner mm-hmm. table or anything. So one thing I kind of struggled with for a long time was finances, right? Trying to become successful.
Right.
And so once I have pretty much had no money in my account, and I was like, well, shit, how am I going to pay these bills over here? And then this thought went through my head, but well, if I lose my job, then I'm going to lose my house and then lose the car and the whole deal. So I was like, I've got to do something where I've got income coming in. And two things. One thing, I was like, because growing up with a poor mindset, I was like, well, you don't have to have money to be happy. And you don't have to have everything everybody else has. But money's important, right? Mm-hmm. Money's going to pay the bills. And the more money you've got, the more you can help other people out. So no matter what it is, the more you have of it, the more you can do. And so that's the way
Agreed.
I see it now.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Yeah, so I've been in sales again 20 years. So my whole thing is I like serving people. It's in a different little capacity. But I like serving people, I like talking to people, helping them to improve their lives. And being in sales, I talk to so many people all mm-hmm. the time. And I've been through a lot in my life, so I get to talk to them on a personal basis a lot of times and help them go through something they're going through, dude, because you know my story. I've been through a ton in life. And because of that, God's not going to put on you more you can handle. So I help a lot of people out what they're going through. And now I'm able to, again, put more money back financially. So that way, later on in the future, I can be set. There's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. So my turning point, one of them, again, I've had a couple. You know, I fell and broke my back. That should have been a sign, like you, where you got ran over by a tractor, almost died. I fell 4.5 stories, broke my back. That should have been a huge turning point. Mm-hmm. Dude, I was like 22, 23. It really wasn't for me. At that point, I was indestructible and doing everything I was doing. Yeah. I've had a gun put in my face at like two different points in my life. There's been a couple things in my life that should have been turning points, but never was. Yeah. So it's just God saying, look, Danny, all right, what's it going to take? All right, I guess finances. So let me show you here. Now turn around and become more financially, but also help people along the way. Mm-hmm. That's why, like with the credit repair business, I help other people to improve their credit, but also help them to start a business where they can become financially free. So I want to help other people become financially free, more mentally sound, closer mm-hmm. with God, whatever that spiritual walk is, and just, like you said, make the world a better place when I leave.
You know, that's an interesting, the thing that you said was your final turning point, so that it varies from person to person. So for mm-hmm. me, it was something physical. For you, it was something a little bit different because you had the physical trauma that didn't really flip your switch. And it took something on a financial nature to carry that a step further. It just dawned on me, could that have been your age, maybe just a simple circumstance of maturity, had the same thing. Had you had that gun put in your face when you were 40 or 42, would it have had a different impact than when you were 22 or 25?
You know, I never thought about that until just now, but yeah. Again, everything has its own timing, but yeah, if that was put in my face, you know, at the time now, I'm 41 now, it had to be a lot of different scenario kind of mind thinking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, and that financial thing, if I was like 21 years old and having money in my account, I'm like, you know what, I'm a kid. I've still got plenty of time to do this. Mm-hmm. Now, be a little bit, you know, aged, like, there's no time. I got to make things happen right now.
Yeah. And we had talked, I think the last time we did the Just You and I show, that, you know, some of the things that we had suffered through in last year, I took that $150,000 hit from losing that one business. Had that happened to me 20 years ago when I was a young guy, it probably would have been devastating and I would have been, you know, ready to kill myself. However, wow, that's quick.
Dude, time went, yeah.
No doubt. However, happening, you know, when it did last year, with a totally different mindset of what motivates me in my life and what's important in my life, you know, $150,000 hit, that was big, but
yeah.
Did it slow me down? Did it stop me? That'd be a no.
Yep, because when you got that right mindset and you know how to make money, you keep moving forward. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's a hit, but I know how to make that back up. Mm-hmm. It might take a little bit more to get over this, but boom, it's going to be quicker than you was 20.
Yeah. My daughter told me one time when she was the tender young age of 5 years old, I was having a bad day. She said, "Daddy, you'll either get over it or you won't." Piece of wisdom, man. It stuck with me from from a 5-year-old little Buddha, man. It has stuck with me throughout my entire adult life.
You're like, you kind of start thinking about it. Either cry about it all day long, and it's not going to change,
right?
Or get over it and keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, folks, real quick. We don't have much time left, so we're going to go ahead, and I'm about to give you the 5 steps.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dang it, I wanted to hear these. Okay.
The 5 steps to sustain motivation, right? All right, so number one. All right, first, most people, they lack motivation due to 2 things. 1 is overwhelm, and 2 is not having crystal clear goals. All right, so when you get an overwhelm, you're thinking about, okay, what do I got to do with the family, with personal life, going to the gym, with business, and all the different aspects of business and family, the whole, you get overwhelmed. Right, and then not having crystal clear goals, that's going to take away from motivation. That's going to basically dry up that whole freaking river of motivation. So what you got to do is set crystal clear goals. If it's your business, okay, set, you know, like we talked about before on the show, set your, you know, 5-year goal, 2-year goal, 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, and a week. You know, break it all the way down. Right. What are your goals? You got to have a crystal clear goal, because if you don't have a goal, you got nowhere to go.
And how often do you review those goals?
That's going to be down here on the list, too.
Sorry.
Now, that's perfect. No, you're absolutely right, because, you know, that's where mindset's everything.
Right.
And we're going kind of quick because time's quickly going down. All right, number 2 is finding inspiration. Find someone, read about someone, listen to someone who's achieved what you want to achieve. Google and read success stories, but find your inspiration. And do this daily. Find somebody who, like, started the business, like the lady you said, up in the mountains.
Like a mentor.
Yeah, find it. Mentors are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, everyone that has been extremely successful has mentors, and that's how you get mentors.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a real person. I mean, it can be like somebody we don't. It doesn't have to be somebody we know in our daily life. It could be a famous, like, Warren Buffett type.
No, exactly. Just as long as somebody that you're following and they've got the advice that you want to have and you are really heeding the advice. Yeah, so get inspiration. You want to have the inspiration daily.
Like it.
Number 3 seems kind of simple, but it's get excited about your goals. You've got to be excited, because if you're not excited about it, then why are you going to do it? And how do you get excited about it? And that is knowing your why. Why do you want to achieve what you want to achieve? Is it financial freedom? Is it perfect health? Is it spending more time with your family? Is it leaving a legacy? What is your why? Get excited. Get overly excited about your goals. And if you got to, think about the negative things that'll happen if you do not achieve your goals, because that right there can be a huge motivator for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So get excited about them. 4 is what you were just saying. Write your goals down daily. Not just one time, like, you know, once a year people do these, you know, New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Do it every single day. These are my goals. Bam. So 1, you're writing them down. 2, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be saying them because you're writing them,
mm-hmm.
and then you're writing them down. That right there is going to make these goals stick. It's going to make it in your face, boom, every single day, and you know what you got to do.
Repetition.
And then 5, read something about your goal every day. So, like with healthcare, you know, something about the healthcare field,
right.
Whether it, you know, whatever's going on with your business, about franchising, new things that are coming out that can help you and your patients out, whatever it is, read something about, like with me, it's either going to be with cars or real estate or credit. I got to read something every single day on these things.
That's a lot of reading for you.
It is. Well, again, you don't have to get overwhelmed by saying I've got to read, you know, an hour per deal, right. But at least get 5 pages in.
Right.
5 pages a day is huge. 5 pages a day is almost 15 or over 1,500 pages a year in one topic. That's huge. So the thing is, read every single day on whatever it is, on something that's going to be the topic of your goal. If you do this every single day, these 5 steps, I guarantee you, you will have sustained motivation. There's no way around it. Believe me? Try it.
Love it. I believe you.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm psyched. I'm stoked.
All right. What are the 5? Do you remember off the top of your head real quick?
From 1 to 5. Well, let's see. You just said read about your goals. Write them. Read something pertaining to your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Write them down and read them every day. I get excited about your goals. I'm going in reverse here.
Oh, you're good.
That was number 3. Number two. Uh-oh. Yeah, you're going to have to help me. Number 2 and number 1.
You're good. All right. Number 2 is find inspiration.
Mentor.
Find a mentor. Find that podcast. Ed Mylett, Tom Bilyeu.
Oh, I love that guy.
Danny and Blake on Stronger Than Failure.
You did it. I love it.
And then number 1, set clear goals.
Set up clear.
You got to know, again, if you don't know where you're going, you're going to wind up anywhere. You have to know where you're going if you want to achieve what you want to achieve in life, period. That right there, folks, I'm telling you right now, if you follow those 5 steps, you will have sustained motivation every single day. Again, no one's got 100% motivation every single day. It's impossible. But I guarantee you, if you implement this right here, those days will be few and far between, and they will be so much easier to get past. Hands down.
Guaranteed.
Done.
Money back.
Guaranteed. Money back guarantee. Right now, it's going to cost you nothing, but it's a money back guarantee.
Bruh. Let's go conquer some shit.
Let's do it. All right, folks. We love you. We thank you for tuning in. If you like this show or any show that we've done in the past, please tell everybody about it. We want everybody being part of this family, learning what they can learn, and we love you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.